Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Neurotech International Quarterly Investor Conference Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Tom Duthy, Executive Director. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Darcy, and good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining the first of Neurotech International's quarterly investor conference call. It's my pleasure to present to you a summary of the company's financial performance and quarterly activities for the 3 months ended 31 December 2022, being our Q2 FY23. I trust all of you on today's call have had a chance to read the announcement as lodged with ASX this morning. I will now provide an overview of the company's second quarter performance and our outlook for the remainder of the 2023 calendar year. Before I do so, I would like to pay my respects and that of the board and our employees to Emeritus Professor Alan Cripps, who sadly passed away on the 21st of December. Alan was a distinguished academic, clinical scientist and health services leader with over 20 years experience in the health and pharmaceutical industries, having made an extraordinary contribution to the industry over that time. Since May 2021, Alan was instrumental in helping to shape Neurotech's preclinical and clinical programs, which has added significant value to the company. I would now like to update all of you on our three core clinical programs and milestones achieved during Q2 FY23. Firstly, autism spectrum disorder, ASD. On 26 October 2022, the company announced that the 12 ASD patients participating in the Phase 1-2 extension study showed significant improvements across all gold standard ASD measures after 20 weeks of daily treatment with NTI-164. The study found very significant improvements in various measures of ASD, including severity of illness, anxiety, social responsiveness, and adaptive behaviour. Notably, the study showed that 40% of patients who were markedly or severely ill at the start of the study reduced to 0% from 4 weeks onwards of treatment. The data also showed that NTI-164 was safe and well tolerated with no serious adverse events. The study concluded that NTI-164 was effective at improving the symptoms of ASD after 20 weeks of daily treatment with statistically significant results. As I mentioned, the side effects reported were mild and did not significantly impact the patient's ability to function. On 30 November at our AGM in Perth, it was announced that the 12 pediatric ASD patients in this Phase 1-2 extension study continue to show improvements in terms of their severity of illness, or CGIS, at 32 weeks. Specifically, the mean CGIS of the children continued to shift in a positive direction from moderate at baseline towards the intersection between borderline and mildly ill. NTI was also shown to be safe and well tolerated over that 32-week period. All patients now have crossed 50 weeks of treatment, with the final clinical trial report expected after 54 weeks of treatment, representing the end of the extension trial. In parallel, we worked hard to design a larger Phase 2-3 ASD trial to confirm the significant safety and efficacy benefits in a larger randomised trial following these exciting results. Progress has been significant, to say the least. On 17 November 22, we announced the receipt of Human Research Ethics Committee, or HREC, approval and Clinical Trial Notification Scheme clearance by the Therapeutic Goods Administration to commence the Phase 2-3 NTI-ASD2 clinical trial for children with ASD. Shortly thereafter, we were delighted to announce on the 19th of December that we in fact had treated our first patient in this trial. For those less familiar with this trial, NTI-ASD2 is a Phase 2-3 double-blind, randomised and controlled to open label study to assess the efficacy of NTI-164 up to 20 milligrams per kilogram per day on the severity of ASD in up to 54 patients aged 2 to 17 years. The primary endpoint of the trial is Clinical Global Impression Severity, CGIS, which reflects a clinician's impression of the severity of their illness on a 7-point scale. Key secondary endpoints include change in Vineland adaptive behaviour, change in social responsiveness, and change in clinical global impression scales related to improvement. We are also looking at their anxiety, depression, and mood scales via ADAMS, and safety as measured by full blood, liver, and kidney analysis at defined time points. We continue to randomise patients to the trial with further treatments planned this week, now that Australia has completed the holiday period and clinicians return to work. Turning now to PANDAS TANS. Pediatric autoimmune neuropsychiatric disorders associated with streptococcus infections, PANDAS, and pediatric acute onset neuropsychiatric syndrome, PANS, collectively PANDAS PANS, is a clinical diagnosis given to children who have a dramatic, typically one-day onset of neuropsychiatric symptoms, including obsessive compulsive disorder and or restrictive eating. Children may exhibit repetitive tic movements, become moody, irritable, aggressive, and anxious, and have difficulty with schoolwork. Interestingly, the cause of PANS is unknown in the majority of cases. However, the disorder is hypothesized to be triggered by infections, metabolic disturbances, and other inflammatory reactions. PANDAS may be considered a subset of PANS. As investors will appreciate, since I joined the company in September, we have revised the overall strategic development of NTI-164 to focus on certain pediatric neurological disorders characterized by persistent neuroinflammation, where therapies are lacking and clinical trials are low to non-existent. The evidence of benefit we have shown in our reported ASD trial to date underscores the relevance of this strategy. Neuroinflammation is well characterized in PANDAS PANS, and we remain confident of showing positive clinical outcomes. With that in mind, to our knowledge, this is the first clinical trial conducted in PANDAS PANS patients with a novel oral full-spectrum cannabinoid drug formulation, i.e. NTI-164, which seeks to provide initial evidence of clinical efficacy and safety in these patients over the 12-week study period, with all patients eligible to continue to receive our treatment for up to 54 weeks. As I mentioned in the announcement, given the urgent unmet medical need and lack of safe and effective approved therapies, the company intends to rapidly progress development of NTI-164 in PANDAS PANS by leveraging available regulatory mechanisms, including orphan drug designations where applicable. We are turning our efforts to this already. Just last week, in fact, we announced the receipt of written HREC approval and CTN scheme clearance by the TGA, Therapeutic Goods Administration, to commence the Phase 1-2 trial of NTI-164 in PANDAS PANS. In addition to the HREC approval from the Children's Hospital of Westmead, the company has filed site-specific activation documents to also facilitate patient recruitment commencement at the Paediatric Neurology Unit at Monash Medical Centre under the auspices of co-principal investigator, Professor Michael Fay. We have patients lined up and ready to go, so we believe recruitment into this trial will be strong. As a reminder, NTI-PAN-1 is a single-arm, open-label, Phase 1-2 clinical trial that aims to recruit 15 paediatric patients with PANDAS PANS to determine the efficacy and safety of orally administered NTI-164. The primary endpoints of the trial are the change from baseline at 12 weeks for measures which include revised Children's Anxiety and Depression Scale Parent-Related Score, or RCADSP, and clinical global impression, CGI of severity, i.e. CGIS, and clinical improvement. Finally, turning to cerebral palsy, Neurotech continues to define an appropriate study protocol for cerebral palsy, examining the efficacy and safety of NTI-164. The company expects to complete this process and obtain the necessary HREC clearances during first half of calendar year 2023. We also anticipate announcing another clinical program, in a rare pediatric neurological disorder during this current half. We are currently completing the design of an initial trial, but we know clinician interest to date has been strong, and their views are that NTI-164 would be a suitable candidate for assessment in this hard-to-treat indication. Stay tuned. From a regulatory perspective, after the close of the quarter, we announced that US Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, has approved the company's request for a pre-investigational new drug application, or pre-IND meeting, to be held on the 15th of March US time. The purpose of the meeting is to seek FDA feedback in relation to the company's chemistry manufacturing control, i.e. the CMC package, along with non-clinical requirements and the proposed clinical development program for NTI-164 in ASD. We are certainly pleased the FDA approved the company's pre-submission request and has afforded us the opportunity to meet with them in such a timely manner. I can assure you, the FDA does not grant face-to-face meetings like this to every sponsor. It certainly reflects well on our achievements to date and from a clinical perspective and the diligence we are showing in our manufacturing processes. Finally, I'd just like to quickly move through the key financials for the quarter. The company closed the quarter with cash and cash equivalents of $8.1 million. As investors will recall, the company completed a $9 million share placement to institutional, professional and sophisticated Australian and overseas investments during the quarter. In addition, we received $0.4 million from the exercise of share options, and on the 31st of October, the company received $1.2 million in an R&D tax incentive rebate. During the quarter, the company recorded gross total operating expenditures of $2.7 million, which was comprised of research and development expense of $2.2 million, staff costs of $0.1 million, and admin, corporate and interest of $0.39 million. Total operating cash outflows for the quarter were $1.4 million. In summary, 2022 was a challenging year for biotech generally. However, Neurotech has been one of the better performing companies on ASX during the year. This, coupled with our outstanding ASD 20-week data, which has continued past 32 weeks, but has provided us the opportunity to strengthen our balance sheet, which now fully funds our clinical programs and our manufacturing activities through to results and beyond. Finally, I'd just like to update all of you on our outlook and milestones. There are many. In the first half of this calendar year, we expect commencement of patient recruitment for the Pandas PANS Phase 1-2 clinical trial, HREC TGA approval for the cerebral palsy Phase 1-2 clinical trial, commencement of patient recruitment in the cerebral palsy Phase 1-2 clinical trial, completion of patient recruitment in the Pandas PANS Phase 1-2 clinical trial, and of course, pre-IND meeting outcomes following the 15th of March meeting. Finally, we expect to announce an additional pediatric neurological disorder, as I mentioned, with a new clinical trial designed and approved. In the second half of the calendar year 2023, we have a rich pipeline of results. Notably, we expect Pandas PANS Phase 1-2 clinical trial results. We expect to complete recruitment in cerebral palsy. We expect to complete recruitment in our Phase 2-3 ASD trial. And we expect, depending on the FDA's feedback, to complete and submit an IND for commencement of a US clinical trial. We also expect to hopefully complete recruitment in the second half of a new neurological disorder, as I mentioned. We do now expect the results of the cerebral palsy Phase 1-2 clinical trial to be sometime in the first half of 2024. All in all, a very exciting 12 months ahead of Neurotech, and we thank you for your continued interest in the company. I'd like to now turn the call back over to Darcy for any Q&A. Please go ahead, Darcy.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Once again, that is star 1 to ask a question. We'll now pause a moment to allow for any questions to register. There are no questions at this time. I'll now hand back to Dr. Duthy.
Okay, thanks, Darcy. Well, thank you, everyone, for attending our first quarterly conference call. There will be a commitment to run these, as I mentioned, each quarter throughout 2023. We are certainly expecting a very rich pipeline of news flow and events for the company. And as I mentioned, it's an elegant position to be in when the company is fully funded to meet and hopefully exceed our clinical objectives and manufacturing processes for 2023. So thank you very much for joining and have a good day.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.